What's up, everyone? I'm Lyle.
I'm Care.
I'm Cub.
And you're listening to The Hooligans.
Hello.
So we... I always know that someone's going to say something after I say hooligans, but I never know when it's coming.
It just is there.
It just happens. So we are going to talk about best supervillains today.
Ooh, spooky.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I know I've got some.
Oh, Care. Yeah.
I know you've got some. Do you want to start? We're just going to dive right into it.
I'm just going to say my favorite supervillain is Loki.
Ooh.
Hmm. But here's the question. Is Loki a villain?
Yes. At first. I mean, well
yeah, but now because... they're making the case that Thanos was, like, controlling him.
Oh.
But let's just look at Avengers.
All right.
And just, he was a villain.
Let's break it down here.
Like, so he's super charismatic. I love him. He's so, like... He's such a little trickster, because, you know, god of mischief.
So mischievous.
So mischievous.
What about a trickster in true form?
He is a trickster in true form. Whoa. What is that from?
I think it's from 300.
Which is a great movie.
Great movie. Love the slow motion scenes.
Love me some shirtless scenes.
That's disgusting, Care.
Have you seen their 10 packs?
Are they real, though?
I have a 1-pack.
me too.
Is it just a keg?
It is.
But back to Loki.
I mean, his character is great. His character development is great, too. Cause, like,
his character development is great.
Like, he learns that he's adopted.
Great!
Loki loves his frosted flakes.
Loki the Liger.
But he's... I was just trying to come up with, like, a good cereal that's, like, Frosted Flakes for him to rep, but I couldn't.
Oh.
Anyway.
Frosted Giant Flakes?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Frosted Giant Flakes? Yeah.
Not bad.
I like it. Yeah, but he learns he's adopted and that he's been lied to, even though they did it to protect him or whatever. But then he becomes evil, and then even if Thanos was controlling him, I mean, he's still... went to Thanos.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
I mean, and he just, in Avengers, he's just such a good, sleazy, like, villain, but, like, well-spoken and cultured because he's British, or Asgardian, if you will.
I was like,
they sound surprisingly British.
They sound shockingly British.
What about Australian?
No,
because then Chris Hemsworth would just sound like his normal self.
Yeah, because Chris Hemsworth has a great accent, and he never gets to use it.
Yeah.
Except Care said in some racing movie.
Have we discussed accents?
No, but we should.
We should.
Australian would be up there.
We'll put a pin in that.
I do love Australian accents.
Yes. I've got a villain. Or were you not done with Loki?
I'm done with Loki.
Killmonger. From Black Panther.
I do love Killmonger.
What does he say about, like, auntie or something?
He's like, hey, auntie.
Hey, auntie.
That was kind of creepy.
I guess that was improvised.
It was.
I like his gold teeth.
Ooh.
But it's only on, like, his lower canines. But he is a good villain, like...
He is, because a lot of what people loved him as a villain, because the stuff he's saying isn't necessarily wrong...
Mm-hmm.
He just takes it to, like, the worst extreme.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He asks, why isn't Wakanda, you know, helping African Americans and other oppressed people throughout the world? And his idea to fix it is, like, well, we're just going to make a Wakandan empire,
ooh,
which is pretty extreme.
That is extreme. Yeah.
But then by the end, spoiler alert, he dies.
Oh. I hadn't seen it.
But T'Challa, he kind of, like, adopts some of the things he was talking about. Like, he decides to go and help the rest of the world.
Yeah.
Like, one of the credit scenes is they're at, like, a UN meeting. And it's like, hey, we're going to finally show you what we can do.
Once the rest of the world is like, man, you had all this stuff this whole time.
Yeah.
All this vibranium.
But so I like Killmonger because it's like, it's one of the few times that the villain's ideas kind of actually, I don't remember where I read this, but it's so true, are right and like affect the hero.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Plus his hair was awesome.
His hair is amazing.
And he's jacked.
And it's Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah.
Which if you haven't seen Creed or Creed 2, you need to.
Oh, excellent films.
I loved Creed 2.
Creed 2 was so good.
I liked it more than the first one, actually.
I think I did too.
Mm.
Yeah.
They turned Rocky 4 into like a serious movie.
Which is my favorite Rocky.
But it's also like one of the worst Rockies.
Oh, man.
We should have a podcast about Rockies.
Oh, that's that I'm all episode. In on that.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Cub?
So, any Cub, any villains?
I gotta say one of my favorites is the Joker.
I know. He's...
Can't deny that.
Yeah.
But what incarnation of the Joker?
Heath Ledger.
Oh, the best.
I was just thinking about this the other day.
He's still the best, though Joaquin did a phenomenal job.
Joaquin did well, very
it's
well.
It's those two.
Yeah.
I still say Heath is better.
I do too.
I need time. Well, I need time to not be like recency bias here.
Yeah.
But no, like all of the people who play the Joker are really good except Jared Leto.
Oh, that was so bad.
I'm so upset about Jared Leto as the Joker.
The memes that say that Zach Galifianakis as the Lego Joker was better are so right.
That's all you need to know.
But he's such an interesting character, especially like the way Heath and Joaquin portrayed him. Like,
yeah,
it's more than just like, I don't know, like this one-dimensional villain who... Yep, I'm just going to kill people. Like, they gave him a lot of, like, insight into...
Yeah, Joaquin's, I think, had a lot more development, but Heath's was more like... His motivation was pretty much just chaos.
Yeah.
But they went into it. It wasn't just like, I'm just going to kill you. Like, no, he discussed it. Like, he talks to Harvey Dent about what he does and why he does it.
Yep.
Like, oh, okay.
Yep. The Joker's always good. Another really good one, Magneto.
Oh,
I love Magneto.
Yes.
So,
both Magnetos.
I don't know which... I know, both of them are really good, but I think I'm going to go with the Michael Fassbender Magneto, young Magneto.
Interesting.
Probably, I like characters that don't fall on, like, good or bad. Like, they're always somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
And I think his Magneto does a really good job of being... like in the middle, because spoiler alerts in I think in Days of Future Past and X-Men Apocalypse he ends up being good, or at least not good,
or
but
helping.
Like helping, and he's always going to be friends with Charles, but I like his backstory. I mean, it helps you understand why he hates humans.
Well, yeah.
Yeah,
I mean,
because
the whole,
like,
he
was in
a concentration camp will definitely do that for you.
And so, like, you understand why he is the way he is, but then he does end up kind of being good sometimes. I don't know, I like the more complicated characters.
Yeah, and I think when they started X-Men, the movies, and they just were going, like, good and bad.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, Magneto is bad. Which, I mean, it's Ian McKellen, and I love Ian McKellen,
so
he's
good.
Still amazing. I don't know. I don't know if I prefer one over the other, except look-wise.
Whoa, hey.
Ian McKellen, right?
Ian McKellen, obviously.
This is a family-friendly show here.
I'm talking about Ian McKellen, bro.
Oh, still a family-friendly show.
I'm definitely not talking about Ian McKellen. He's no Triton, I'll say.
Should we? Well, I don't think many people are.
Right, because they're also called Merman.
Is it... Touché. Also, is this a spot to introduce our tiering system?
We definitely
introduced
could.
It already. I guess we didn't.
I don't think we have.
Oh, you're in for a treat.
You're in for a real show tonight, son. I say that a lot from The Dark Knight.
It's The Dark Knight Rises.
Oh, The Dark Knight Rises. Yeah, it's when he comes back.
Well, you're in for something.
All right.
Our tiering system.
We have a... Yeah, we don't follow for attractiveness. We don't follow a tiering system like 1 to 10 like most people do. So, starting from the bottom, there's unrankable.
Yes.
Which...
Self-explanatory only, there.
Yeah.
Not many and then, fall under
no.
unrankable.
No. And then above that is 3, then 2, then 1, and the highest, the most attractive, is poison control. Which just is from Seinfeld. Cub, would you like to explain?
I will give the synopsis. Basically, Jerry is dating a woman who ranks people in her life on the speed dial. So on the old landline phones, you could have up to like 9, I think, or 10.
9 or 10.
Yeah, I don't know.
I guess if you had the 0, yeah, for just quick dialing, you could program the landlines to call someone. And so Jerry finds that he's moving up the ranking system like every date. And it causes conflict because the person he's dating, their stepmother, was in first place for a long time. So it causes a big thing.
Didn't she also want Jerry?
I think she was doing it. I think she was doing it.
I think it was just to mess with him.
But so then in order to kind of like hide Jerry on the speed dial, she puts him under the poison control button, which you could also program a lot of those like emergency buttons. And so basically at the end of the episode, the mom gets poisoned on accident via Kramer. And they hit the poison control button and it calls Jerry.
And he's like, that's even better than one.
That's even better than one. So hence, in our tiering system, poison control is the top.
Is the top.
So essentially, poison control, 1, 2, 3, unrankable in reverse order.
Yep.
Yeah.
So Care, is Michael Fassbender poison control?
He's definitely a 1. I don't know if he would fall under poison control.
See, we haven't really made many rules about poison control. Like,
it's kind of just whatever you feel.
It's subjective, yeah.
Oh, it's definitely subjective, but like, you can't have everyone be poison control, you know?
No,
like,
that's true.
Like, Chris Hemsworth is poison control.
Is he the PC of the PC?
PC for short, yeah.
He might be. He might be. He might be PC of the PC.
Wow. PC squared.
Ooh.
Oh.
Or is it P squared C squared?
PZ Sweezy.
Patrick Swayze.
Patrick Swayze squared.
Getting hazy.
Where was Patrick Swayze on there?
Oh, Patrick Swayze. Sorry to the people who like Patrick Swayze, but he's like 2. Like,
did you just cause some controversy?
Probably, because a lot of people like Patrick Swayze, but I'm not a Patrick Swayze fan.
Lyle, who's a PC in your opinion?
Well, we had some controversy. We were playing a game called Say Anything. Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And basically, like, they had to guess who I thought was the most attractive actress of all time.
Well, Cub stole my answer because I know that was the correct answer.
Definitely was.
Gal Gadot. Is that how you say your name?
Gadot?
Something
I
like
say
that.
Gadot, I feel, but...
Is the T silent? I don't know.
I don't know. Anyway, the one who plays Wonder Woman... And Care put Alison Brie, who played Annie, on Community.
Because I know you love her, too.
Those two.
For PC of the PC? Poison control of the poison control.
Can you have ties? That's another question.
I don't know. Well, there's also Hayden Panettiere. I've always been a fan.
You have, like, randomly.
Yeah. Like, I don't
so it's
it.
Probably those three are at the top in some order.
The PC trifecta.
Yeah.
Maybe we should make a rule: you can only have 3.
Only three.
See, I don't want to like. Yeah.
No. We don't need rules anyway.
So back to villains. Care.
Let's see. Villains.
Let's see what's inside.
I'm thinking about Marvel movies and X-Men movies. I mean, Mystique. Mystique is great in the originals.
Yeah.
Where she's actually evil.
Yeah.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Hers is another one where she kind of turns good.
Yeah, where I like it more with Magneto. And I think it could be because I don't think Jennifer Lawrence is a good actress. So
Hot take. We've discussed that before.
I mean, yeah. I like her in Hunger Games, but she's not necessarily good at acting.
She's good in Silver Linings Playbook as well.
I'll say all the time. Sometimes she's good, sometimes she's not. But right. I don't know. I like Mystique from the original X-Men movies where she's just like, I'm just going to mimic you and kill you. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Her powers are amazing, too. Like, that would be awesome. Though you're...
You know...
Your normal form is blue.
Yeah, that wouldn't be fun.
Twofold.
I don't know if Marvel's... I mean, this is always the complaint people have, is that Marvel's villains aren't that good.
What about Thanos?
Thanos is good, but I didn't really want to bring him up.
Talk about Thanos?
Because everyone's talking about Thanos.
Okay, but we're talking about super villains. We have to talk about Thanos.
Yeah, I guess.
I will say
Thanos is pretty good. Josh Brolin.
Oh, he's... Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he plays him well.
He does a great job. Not likable in any way. Like, Loki's likable. Thanos, you're just like, oh, I hate that guy.
Yeah, he's not a good dude. He kills his daughter.
Spoiler alert. And
then, spoiler alert.
Kills Infinity a lot of War. People. Half.
Half spoiler alert. <everything.
laughs> I still want to know if he kills trees. Did he kill half of, like, plant life?
Well, half of all living things.
Yeah.
So you're just like, trees are gone. How are people even breathing?
I think the worst feeling I had was knowing that he killed, like, all the animals.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, people, all the animals. Like,
but that's how I've always been. I know.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah.
I do say his lackeys were not great.
No.
No, they were terrible.
I don't even, like, their names, I'm like, wasn't one, like, Corvus Glaive? Like, I don't even know what their names were. Like, they all had something to do with darkness.
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 Oh, Lego Batman.
Yeah.
So but, good.
I mean,
yeah. Lego Joker. That's a good villain.
Lego Joker.
Well, we already mentioned
that. We mentioned him. But that does take me into Suicide Squad, because there's, you know, that's all villains in that.
Oh, yeah.
Harley Quinn. I know people love Harley Quinn.
I'm Harley in.
I also like Harley Quinn.
But was Cub saying he's hardly in?
No, I'm Harley Quit in AF.
Wait, hold that on, guys. My laptop is dying. All right, I'm back.
Toss a coin to your Witcher.
So, what were we even talking about?
Witcher.
Harley Quinn, Cub. Witcher.
Harley Quinn.
You guys are in. That was not clear by the hard. I thought you were saying like you're hardly in on Harley Quinn.
No, I'm in.
I'm
100% in.
Are you PC in?
Yeah,
probably.
I mean, so I liked her in Suicide Squad. I am not a comic book reader that like I'd like to, but there's so many.
Yeah.
But I liked her in that. I'm not super interested in seeing Birds of Prey.
But here's the issue, Care. If we're seeing a movie a week.
Well, we might that's true.
Might have
we're probably gonna have to see Birds of Prey. But
Probably.
So Harley Quinn is kinda cool.
Yeah, DC does seem to have better villains.
Penguin?
Yeah. Which one?
My favorite part of of Batman Returns is when, spoiler alert, the Penguin dies and all his little penguins push him into the water. They, like, just push him with their little flippers.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Wings, whatever they're called.
The Riddler. I also... Well, no, not the Riddler. Sorry. I was in the right movie, but Two-Face. I'm a fan of Two-Face.
Yeah, I wish they would have done a separate movie for Dark Knight with Two-Face. I feel like he was just thrown in there, and if they would have done more in a different movie, it would have been better. But he did kill it as Two-Face.
See, this would have worked out really well, unfortunately, because I think they were planning on having Heath Ledger in a sequel, right?
Oh, probably.
Whoa.
So, after he died, had they not also, like, killed off Two-Face, they could have had Two-Face as the villain of the third one, yeah. And it would have flowed.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Instead, we got Bane.
We got Bane. Bane's all right. But I do like
Bane.
He's tough.
Do you feel in charge?
Do you feel like a Bane?
Remember we used to call Bri Bane? Lyle?
Lyle Pryle. Kid Kryle. Pooping on the side while.
I was just going to say that.
yeah, anyone Bane have any a... other, any villains?
Cable, though he's not.
Does he count? Like,
He was like a villain in half of Deadpool 2.
Yeah, that's true. More Josh Brolin.
Plus, yeah, and like, I love Josh Brolin.
So Brolin.
Keep Brolin.
What?
That's fun to play on the drums.
Is it?
That's fun to rap in the car.
I do. I've
been drumming over a lot of just random songs.
Nice plug about your drumming.
Cub, you should find the live version of Eye on It by Toby Mac. But Ooh. You probably couldn't because you don't have, like, quads.
I don't.
Drums, not, like, the muscles.
He also doesn't have quad muscles.
Well, they're sort of there, but I don't have quads, but the toms, I have four, actually I have five toms that are all different sounding.
All right, so Care, who are your other villains?
Hela Ragnarok.
Hela.
Tyr?
I'm Hela.
Definite one.
I think one potential PC when she has the antlers.
Me and Cub had a discussion off mic about her with her antlers.
Off the record, which now they're on the record.
Well, we didn't say what you said.
Well.
I don't think I want to know.
You'll hear it when you edit.
Yeah.
Because it's recorded. Okay. No, but she's great. Like, she's so over the top. But she's, like, super tough. Like, her powers are amazing. She just destroys Thor's hammer, like, with one hand, and you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, she's very murdery. I mean,
yeah.
She's definitely murdery.
I mean, she kills the Warriors 3, so.
Mm. Oh, that one Warrior 3 was probably a one.
Sif? Well, she's not in it.
Oh. Yeah, she's not in it. I was like,
still be alive somewhere.
I was like, Cub, the three guys. Oh. What are you talking about?
I thought she was one of the Warrior
no,
Three.
No, it's Lady Sif and the Warriors Three.
And oh, Warriors she's three. A fourth.
Yes.
Yes.
Hmm. Hey, okay, I've got a villain that it's going to come out of nowhere.
Hmm.
Ivan Ooze.
Oh, man. I mean, you ooze, you lose.
Yeah, from the original lose. Power Rangers movie, because they're superheroes.
I guess that's true.
Ivan Ooze. So, I love Power Rangers. We don't really talk about it on here, but, like, I love Power Rangers.
We don't talk about Power Rangers.
But I don't really love watching it, because it's really hard to watch, because it's really bad. But the movie, the only one in the movie who's, like, actually good... And I can't remember where I read it, but I saw it on, like, Wikipedia, I think, and I totally agree. Like, this guy knew what kind of movie he was in.
Ooh.
The guy who plays Ivan Ooze.
Oh, yeah,
and
I
he's
mean...
just hamming it up. He's going over the top. He's ridiculous. And he's so good. I'm more talking about the actor, I guess, than the villain.
Yeah.
But still.
Because his plan's not great.
It's not
great. I don't even remember what his plan was.
His plan is to get all the parents
adults?
Of Angel... Yeah, the adults of Angel Grove to, like, walk into a pit or off a cliff or something.
So die.
Not a great plan.
No.
So what if you're not a parent? Like, what if you're an adult? Like, am I there? And he's like, well, you're not a parent, so you're good to go.
You're
good,
yeah.
CinemaSins posed good. That question, too. We never got a definitive answer.
I'm just wondering, do I get to survive this purge? This adult purge?
You may. But I'm a fan of Ivan Ooze.
He's a good guy, sort of.
Not really, but...
How are the putties, though? They were so easy to kill, though.
All you had to do was punch him in the chest, and they didn't block their chest in
also,
any way.
Punch them in the Z.
Oh. They used to be the P.
Chest.
Well, it was on the chest, but specifically the Z. No, wasn't it a Z for Zed?
Wasn't it a P for putty?
Yeah.
It was definitely a Z.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Who's the expert here?
Well,
who's
true.
The doctor here?
Well, that would be me, but...
that's
technically.
True. Technically. Lyle,
any other villains?
Yeah, you mentioned one, but we didn't talk about him, the Riddler.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
The Jim Carrey one?
So good, yeah. Like,
that was classic Jim Carrey.
That was at the height of Jim Carrey's career, I would say.
Jim Carrey-ness.
When he's just ridiculous, over the top, super funny. For some reason, he's wearing a skin-tight green suit that we didn't ask for.
Yep.
Did not need that.
We did not need. But, no, I love the Riddler.
But, Care, how is Mr. Freeze?
Shouldn't he be a doctor?
Well, I think he's a doctor in real life. Or, you know.
Arnold?
No.
No. So
the character is a doctor, but he becomes a mister when he's
a... why wouldn't he still be Dr. Freeze? Like, you're still a doctor, bro.
Yeah.
You know what killed the dinosaurs? The Ice Age.
Like, that's not true. Not but... correct.
But how's the line?
He's so full...
Also terrible.
Good. He's so full of puns. Like...
Yeah.
Poison Ivy was pretty cool in that.
Who played her?
Uma Thurman.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
She wants to dance like...
That's what I just thought of. Yeah. Also, that song is highly syncopated.
Oh, it's a great song. Yeah.
It is syncopated. But see, those aren't really great villains. I'm trying to think if there are any, like, great villains.
No, I mean, like, the great, great, great villains are, like, the Joker. Really.
Loki.
And Loki.
Killmonger.
Killmonger.
I would call Killmonger a great villain.
Thanos. I mean...
Thanos. Magneto.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I can't believe I can't think of more villains.
Well, like, Marvels, again, aren't very memorable.
Yeah.
Jeff Bridges.
Yeah. Whiplash.
Just as Jeff Bridges.
The man... I was going to call him the Mandalorian.
The mandolin.
The mandolin.
The mandarin.
The mandolin is the mandolin. Instrument. I couldn't think of it. Yeah, I mean... The Marvel villains that they've used in the movies, overall, not the best.
Because, again, we're movie people. We're not comic people.
Dormammu was kind of tough, but then he just, like, got trapped in a loop. And he's like, I'm out.
I've got one, going back to Power Rangers.
Rita Repulsa?
Oh.
No. Lord Draken.
Oh.
Oh, Lyle's favorite person.
So, in the comics, Lord Draken is an evil, alternate version of Tommy, the Green Ranger, who has both the powers of the Green and White Ranger, and then there's a story they did called Shattered Grid, where he ends up taking powers from, like, every team, and he's super tough.
Hmm.
So, he's definitely a top villain for me.
I have one, before I forget.
Go for it.
The Green Goblin.
Ooh, yeah.
How did we not think about him?
Especially Willem.
Willem.
Yeah, we like didn't think of any of the Spider-Man villains.
Well, yeah, I went into them. And yeah, the Green Goblin
Spider-Man
is great.
Had some good villains, yeah.
Like, his character, I mean, I don't remember too much from the first one because it's been a really long time since I've seen the original Spider-Man. But it's Willem Dafoe, and he was just great.
Really
like,
good.
He's a great villain, so.
Well. They, again, going back to what I said near the beginning, the Spider-Man movies, at least the first three, did a really good job of
Doc Ock.
villains who weren't really bad. Like, they became villains, but, like, the Green Goblin, Norman Osborn, was, like, a good guy, but they were going to shut down his program, so he tested it on himself, and it drove him mad.
Yeah.
And that's how he became the Green Goblin. Doc Ock, played by Alfred Molina, is really good.
I love Doc Ock. Just, yeah.
Yeah, his mechanical arms drove him crazy. He accidentally killed his wife. Spoiler alert.
What about
that movie's like Spider-Man 16 too. Years old.
What about Electro?
I felt bad for Electro.
Yeah, the Amazing Spider-Man movies, I loved them still, but I was not...
Well, Andrew Garfield was a really good Spider-Man, and Emma Stone was, they were really good together.
Yeah, Electro was
just
not...
The villains were not great.
Yeah. I do have another one.
All right.
Kingpin.
Oh, yeah.
Mm, yep.
Like, especially from Daredevil, the show, the Netflix show. I mean,
Vincent
he was
D'Onofrio.
Super intimidating. He had, like, all the money, all the power, like, physically had power. He was just really tough.
Yeah.
But he also...
I never really watched it, but...
Oh, it was great. And, like, I mean, like, when he actually would fight, you're like, oh, man. Like, he would hire henchmen and stuff and not like to do the dirty work, but then he would just, like, bash your skull in. I mean, if he had to. So, he was really cool.
Back to Spider-Man. V-tough. Vulture.
Ooh, that was a good one.
Michael Keaton, Vulture.
Yeah, I liked him because he was another one where it's just like, well, I mean, he
was a good guy. They just, they took his...
Means of, like, making money.
Yeah.
They took his job away and he could sell on the black market and, I mean, you know, get a lot of money on the black market. If I had something to sell on the black market, I don't know.
Kidneys.
Well, I don't want to take those out, though. I like them where they are.
True. You could just get other ones.
From the black market?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just trade kidneys.
I'm going to have to pass on that.
Anyway, anyone have any more villains?
Here's Cub. Hmm. You watch Jessica Jones, right?
Oh, yeah. The purple guy?
What was his name?
I don't even remember.
Oh, I'm terrible. I gotta look it up. It was
It was David Tennant.
It's Kill
Gore?
Kilgrave. It was
Kilgrave. Yeah. Yeah. He was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
So I think that's gonna do it for our discussion on villains and the ranking system. Tears.
All right.
Yeah, I'm Lyle.
I'm Care.
I'm Cub.
And you've been listening to The Hooligans. Hold on, I don't mean to do this again, but I'm about to poop my pants.
Oh, okay. That should make it into the pod.
I hope that's in the bloopers or at the end.